Now what?
Coming to Thanksgiving dinner.
We won't even be home.
Hello?
Hi, Chuck. Listen, I have even greater news. Remember that great kid, Marcy?
Sure.
I just talked to her and she kind of would like to see you again. And her folks said it would be okay if she joined us. So you can count on two for dinner, Chuck.
But I just don't know.
This will be okay with your folks, won't it, Chuck?
Well, the problem is...
Don't worry. We won't make any problems. We'll help clean up the dishes and everything. Just save me a drumstick in the neck. Okay, Chuck? See you, Chuck.
How do I always get into these things? Now she's bringing Marcy, too.
It's your own fault, because you're so wishy-washy.
Hello?
Hey, guess who just walked in over here? It's Franklin. I told him about the big turkey party you're having, and he's sure his folks will let him come. Hey, Chuck, this is gonna be the biggest bash of the year. See ya!
I think I'm losing control of the whole world.
Now what's wrong?
Now she's bringing Franklin, too. Peppermint Patty's invited herself, Marcy, and Franklin over for Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm not even going to be home. I'm going to be at my grandmother's.
Why don't you just call her back and explain it to her?
You can't explain anything to Peppermint Patty, because you never get to say anything. I'm doomed. Three guests for Thanksgiving and I'm not even going to be home. Peppermint Patty will hate me for the rest of my life.
What time are you going over to your grandmother's, Charlie Brown?
We're supposed to be there by 4:30.
Okay, that makes it easy. You simply have two dinners. You cook the first one yourself for your friends, and then you go to your grandmother's with your family for the second one.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast.
That's right. I've seen you make toast. You can't butter it, but maybe we could help you. Snoopy, you go out to the garage and get a table that we can set up in the backyard.
I'll tell you, everybody needs a friend like Linus there. Linus always knows what's going on. Plus Snoopy. Snoopy and Woodstock help out, and Charlie Brown basically invites everybody over, and they have like, I think they have like cereal and they have popcorn and stuff, and they have a pretty good Thanksgiving there. Time travel here with you another hour. My name is Chris Earle. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's continue on maybe with some rolls on the table. Everybody loves a little bread and butter, right? A little bread and butter here on Time Travel.
No more bread and butter, I no more toast and jam.
Pretty awesome. Turkey in the straw there. What's up, UFO in Medford? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's Chris Earle, Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 6 p.m. Gonna give you the Trash Men coming up next with the bird.
Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner.
There's the Trash Men with the Surfing Bird, considered one of the worst records of all time. I love it. I love it. How can you not like that one, especially around Thanksgiving? Bird is the word. They used to play that all the time for Larry Bird. Used to be in the Celtics for anybody that's under 45. Larry Bird used to play for the Celtics. All right, everybody, it's mashed potato time. D.D. Sharp here on Time Travel. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Can you hear me, caller?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I have a question for you. When I was younger, I used to eat the cranberry sauce at the dinner.
Sure.
And then I'd wash it down with milk, and that never tasted good. So my question is, what pairs well with cranberry sauce?
Oh, what pairs well with cranberry sauce? That's nice. That's a nice question there. So you said you used to have milk with it, and it didn't seem to settle your stomach very well?
No, I used to be in the can 10 minutes later.
Cranberry juice. Cranberry sauce. I'd say have a little OJ, maybe a screwdriver. Throw a little vodka in there.
An OJ screwdriver with the cranberry sauce at the Thanksgiving dinner.
You could have a little orange, and the orange and the cranberry will complement one another.
That's not a bad idea. My next question is, you get leftovers. What do you eat first? Because what's going to go first as far as leftovers go?
Well, with the leftovers, the good stuff is always the turkey. Pretty much the white meat or the dark meat is always going to go first with the leftovers. And then I think the gravy goes, because the gravy has to keep everything, because that's what you use to heat everything up. The gravy, a nice little blanket of gravy over your peas and your carrots and your turkey, maybe a roll or two, you know? Throw some cranberry sauce in there. Some hot cranberry sauce ain't that bad as a leftover. But I think the thing that goes the quickest is the turkey.
Turkey soup, yes or no?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you want to make a nice turkey soup? That's always good. You can be eating turkey for weeks on end. You can be eating turkey all the way up until Christmas. And that's why pretty much everybody wants to have a ham at Christmas time, because they're so sick of turkey.
When do you throw away the turkey?
Pretty much when it's just done. You throw away the turkey, you know, when it's down to the bone. You know, I knew, like, ladies in my family, they would take the turkey and, you know, it would be down to the bone. It'd be sitting there, like, on the pot, just like, oh, I'm going to make a soup with that for, like, 4 weeks after Thanksgiving. I'm like, Nan, throw that out. You're going to get us all sick. But now she made the best soup out of it. Who knew?
Very interesting. Well, I did want to call the show and say you're doing a great job, as always. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Traffic's going to be tough tonight, so you just got to stay patient, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. Would you like to hear anything? Would you have a song in mind for Thanksgiving that you'd like to hear?
No, but that reminds me. The one song I hate about Thanksgiving is Alice's Restaurant. Whenever I hear that, I get mad. I think of hippies.
That's true. I don't like it either. It's 18 minutes of absolute nonsense. And I know at one point they're going to be playing it here at WMFO, but it won't be by my hand.
Yes,
I offer that guarantee here on Time Travel. No Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah, no, I think that is fine. I don't know if there's any songs about any Thanksgiving foods. You know, like stuffing. I mean, there's the cranberries. I mean, you can play something by the Cranberries.
That's a nice idea. I'll play a little Cranberries for you. I got Dee Dee Sharp with Mashed Potato Time in the background here. We're doing a little theme.
Weeba Weppa, Weeba Weppa.
Yeah, we did a little turkey in the straw. We might have some cold turkey coming up. We'll get some cranberries on there for you. I'll play some cranberries for you.
Yeah, cranberries for Thanksgiving would be wonderful. Again, I wish you and all the WMFO listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much, and this has been JC.
Yes, this is JC, and, again, thank you very much. I'm going to, find something that pairs with the cranberry sauce tomorrow and think of you.
All right. Try that OJ. Try the screwdriver.
I'm going to try the OJ with the cranberry juice.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, JC.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. This is my friend JC. He calls into Chris's Helpful Tips. It's every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on WMFO, where I offer advice you don't need, music you don't like. In the background, we got some mashed potato time, and we'll get the cranberries on for JC. Happy Thanksgiving, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. There's a nice little instrumental of Turkey in the Straw by a guy named Vassar Clements here on WMFO in Medford. We were talking about Thanksgiving leftovers. One thing you don't want to do is let them linger. That's for sure. This is the Cranberries for JC. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Do you have to let it linger? I'm not letting that linger another minute. There's something here called herb stuffing. Let's see what herb stuffing sounds like. As long as there's not F-bombs jumping left and right. This is Johnny Jones with herb stuffing, or as I like to call it, herb stuffing. Think there's any lyrics to this. Just called Herb Stuffing by a guy named Johnny Jones. Maybe I'll make up the lyrics for it. Here we go. This is a first here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm gonna be spitting out lyrics. Here we go. Ready? Herb Stuffing. Herb Stuffing. I like, my favorite cavity is the turkey cavity, and I stick my favorite buttery herb stuffing in that turkey, and we all love it. Grandma comes up in her walker and eats it right out of the bird. Herb stuffing. Herb stuffing. Herb stuffing. That's all you get. That's all you get. I love the cranberries. Don't you love cranberries? In the background, Patty Attack, whatever that is. It's from Danny Elfman. We had Peppermint Patty call up Charlie Brown, so I queued this up for some reason. What was I going to do next? Oh, 10 Little Turkeys. There's something called 10 Little Turkeys here. Let's check this out. 10 Little Turkeys here on Time Travel. There's alliteration here for Thanksgiving. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen.
One little turkey flew far away, but the other nine decided to stay. Nine little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey flew out of the gate, and when he was gone, there were eight. Eight little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey flew far away, but the other seven decided to stay. Seven little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey hid with the chicks, and when she was gone, there were six. Six little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey flew far away, but the other five decided to stay. Five little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey hopped out the door, and when he was gone, there were four. Four little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey flew far away, but the other three decided to stay. Three little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey flapped her wings and flew, and when she was gone, there were two. Two little turkeys sat in their pen. Hide, turkeys, hide, said the little red hen. One little turkey flew far away, but the last one decided to stay. One little turkey sat in his pen. Hide, turkey, hide, said the little red hen. The last little turkey flew off toward the sun, and when he was gone, there were none.
Turkey facts.
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you. Thanksgiving. In the town of Plymouth, Massachusetts, the fourth Thursday in November is the most celebrated day of the year. The table is set. The festivities have begun. One uninvited guest has arrived. And this year, there will be no leftovers.
Eat that anymore. We've got all night to booze, and there ain't no room for food, and you're not our wife, you are our mom. We'll try the pie and cake, just don't make a plate for us, 'cause we ate all day, we are all done. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No, no more squash or dumplings. No giblets, no damn stuffing. We don't want nothing, not a roll from you. Our stomachs are stretched and loaded. We think the yams were frozen. If that's turkey breast, your breast won't do. No.
apple.
Yeah.
No meat.
Yeah.
No peas. So we're not gonna eat that. Oh no, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. No way.
You're so skinny, I haven't seen you in so long. More oven roasted turkey breast?
No.
Garlic mashed potatoes?
No.
Spiraled ham?
No.
Deviled eggs?
No.
More buffalo chicken?
No.
Pecan pie?
No.
Fudgicle?
No.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat?
No.
Gazpacho?
No.
Spam?
No.
Salami and cheese?
Nah.
Rutabagas?
No.
I have some nice tang?
No.
Picking a poke?
No.
You want to order takeout?
No.
No. No. It's night. Yeah, we're full. Yeah, no corn. Yeah, no cheese. Yeah. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore. Oh, we're not gonna eat that. No, we ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that.
Come on.
Oh, no, we ain't
we're
gonna eat that.
We're both nauseous and drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220. Mashed potatoes?
No,
more green bean casserole?
No,
stop it.
And
casserole.
Are you still awake?
No!
I thought you were a cupcake.
Wake up!
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That is myself with We Are Not Gonna Eat That, a parody of Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. I always thought I should have redone that as We're Not Gonna Taste It. We're Not Gonna Taste That. Anyway, I did that like 15 years ago. I don't need to remake it at this point. And my buddy Rick Cormier is in there as well. I haven't heard from him in a long time. You know, some people just go off the face of the earth. They like, or they, it could be something. It could be a misconstrued text or a phone call or something. There's deaths in the families and things, things break you apart sometimes, you know, with some of your best friends or your family. And, you know, it's a nice time to reconnect around the holidays. But I'll tell you something. When one of your friends tells another one of your friends, hey, you know, I'd really like to hear from so-and-so. It's like, well, they really don't want to hear from them because they're not picking up the phone to call you directly. The hell with them. It's on them, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. My name is Chris Earle. It is 5:30 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What's the matter with you? It's the night before Thanksgiving. Most people like to go out tonight. You know, years ago, they'd go out on the, you go out in the town and you meet your friends from high school or college or whatever. I don't think I've done that in years and years and years. But, you know, people are familiar hanging around tonight in the areas, usually, you know, homecomings and people that have traveled to get back to their hometowns. I'm personally not doing much myself. I might just go out and grab a little food afterwards and relax. But if you do go out tonight, be extra careful. I've seen some awful things in my time. And, you know, a car accident's one of them. I survived one when I was 27 years old and I'm still here. And not everybody gets to stick around, you know. So be careful tonight. If you do go out, do not drink and drive. You know, if you're having a couple of drinks and you got somebody with you that's, you know, the stick in the mud usually that doesn't drink, make them drive. Make them drive. Otherwise, don't go out with them. You know, somebody's got to be responsible there. Anyway, just be careful. You know, yeah, people are out there tonight and they're having a couple of suds in them. And most people, it's amateur night for them and they don't know how much booze it takes to really get them drunk. But, you know, stick with one or two. How's that, everybody, if you do go out tonight? Stick with one or two. Your old pal Chris is worried about you and is worried about other people here on this earth. It's something called the Green Bean Song. Let's see what this is, shall we? The Green Bean Song here. I guess that's it. Just green beans over and over again. To like a MIDI file or whatever they call that. And then there's one here called Jeffy's Green Bean Song. We'll see what this is. All right, let's check this out.
I hate me some green beans. It's not my favorite. I hate me some green beans. I hate me some green beans. It's not my favorite. I hate me some green beans. Great beats!
All right, whatever.
I hate green beans!
I get it. The guy doesn't like green beans. I actually like green beans. You can have it French style, or, you know, whatever they do to it. It's Thanksgiving, everybody. I figured a song about being thankful. Was originally by Zeppelin. This is Duran Duran's version. Thank you. WMFO Medford, Chris's Hopeful Tips is Friday from 5 to 6. This is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 6, I guess. And then I'm going to go out and get myself some beef teriyaki.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still.
Ha ha ha.
Move over, Frank Perdue. The Michael Jackson turkey has arrived. Just in time for Thanksgiving. My turkey's got all white meat. Yeah, all the dark meat has been bleached out. So my turkeys are as white as I am. I select only young, fresh, male turkeys. And if these toms don't look exactly right, I send them to our poultry plastic surgeon so they'll look just the way I want them to. My Michael Jackson turkeys have a large opening for easy stuffing. Just grab a big fistful of shredded bread and... Ow! Why do I love young tom turkeys so much? I don't know. Maybe it's because I love fondling that big red dangly thing. Shama! Get the Michael Jackson turkey at your grocer's. Just look for the bird with a teeny weeny pop-up timer. And when you pick a turkey this year, go with a name that's synonymous with a young male gobbler, Michael Jackson.
Hi, this is James Brown, Soul Brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. Show's Time Travel here with you till about 6. I'm going to continue with the meal a little. He's addicted to spuds. Weird Al. Time Travel.
Say, what can I do? Potato bug. Thanksgiving is the time to share. Thanksgiving is the time to care. Thanksgiving, that's the basic definition. The USA's great family tradition. Thanksgiving is the holiday we have in the States. At the end of November, we celebrate. Family members meet, there's lots to eat. Turkey, mashed potatoes, squash and beets. Stuffing, gravy, and cranberry sauce. Grandma or grandpa is usually the boss. For many family members, the highlight is the pie. Some are baked at home, others we buy. Apple, pumpkin, and pecan too. Thanksgiving is coming, what are you gonna do? People give thanks in different ways. Some thank God on this special day. Others thank Mother Nature for being blessed. Some families watch football, others just rest. Cousins trade stories, aunts and uncles chat. We eat so much that our bellies get fat. New York City has the famous Macy's Day Parade. The fourth Thursday in November is Thanksgiving Day.
Nice. That's pretty good. It's the Thanksgiving rap here on Time Travel with Crystal. I like that one. Here's one that I haven't played in quite a few years, but it's a Thanksgiving song, and it's called the Thanksgiving Song, and it is very good. It's just been so overplayed over the years, but I'm going to bring it back again this year. It's Adam Sandler. Here you go.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
saving everybody.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Chris Earle with Time Travel here with you till 6. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This goes out to those people who are going to have trouble there at the Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. Here you go.
Sitting around the table watching each other, feeling kind of sorry for my baby brother. There's no love in the room.
No love in the room.
Mama's gone her way, daddy's gone his. I wonder how long it's been since they've kissed.
No love in the room.
Ticking of the clock's the only sound I've heard.
No love in the room.
Oh, God, we don't have any. There's no love in the room.
worth a try.
'Cause I just can't sit back and watch our family die. There's no love in the room, it's almost empty. There's
no love in the room. Oh God, we don't have any. There's no love in the room,
it's almost empty. There's
no love in the room.
All right, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. I don't want you to forget our friends, the American Indians, who were here years and years ago. It's a long time ago, but you know what? We have everything to be thankful for here. We live in the best place you can live. I've been in places around the world. I haven't been everywhere, of course. Nobody's been everywhere, but from what I've seen in all the other countries, this is the place to live, and it's something to be thankful for every year here on Thanksgiving. So if you've got some friends, you got some families, go out and get yourself a nice meal and enjoy the holidays. Be nice to people. That's the one thing you can do. That's not that hard, you know? It's not that hard. Do good. Do good. That's it. I'm going to leave you with the Eagles. Time Travel here with you again another time. I will be back on Friday doing Chris's Helpful Tips from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Good night, Time Travelers. Nice to see you. Nice. Well, whatever. I screwed that up. Anyway, the show's over. Here you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island, where the old world shadows hang heavy in the air. She packed her hopes and dreams like a refugee, just as her father came across the sea. She heard about a place people were smiling. They spoke about the red man's ways and how they loved the land. And they came from everywhere to the great divide, a place to stand or a place to hide. Down in the crowded bars, out for a good time, can't wait to tell you all what it's like up there. They call it paradise, I don't. Somebody laid the mountains low while the town got high.
you can leave it all behind and sail to Lahaina, just like the missionaries did so many years ago. They even brought a neon sign, Jesus is coming. Brought the white man's burden down, brought the white man's rain.